Bon après-midi, Your Excellency, Chief Justice, chers collègues, distingués invités, mesdames et messieurs. First of all, thank you, Your Highness, for your very thoughtful address, Ya Ali Madat. It's a great pleasure to see you again. May I also say what a great pleasure it is to welcome your family to Canada. Your Highness, though we met for the first time only 3 years ago, I feel like I've known you for a very long time. My longtime university roommate, his name Alnur Lakhani, is an Ismaili and he kept a picture of you in our room. He told me much about you, but I have to admit when I think of that picture today, I still have one question. How is it that you never age? D'entrée de jeu, Votre Altesse, laissez-moi vous féliciter pour votre 50e anniversaire en tant qu'imam des musulmans ismaéliens du monde. Off the top, Your Highness, let me congratulate you on your golden jubilee as the imam of the world's Shia Ismaili Muslims. For half a century, you have provided spiritual guidance for Ismailis and worked to improve the quality of life in their communities. Your name has also become synonymous with humanitarian aid and development in countries beset by conflict and poverty. And perhaps most importantly of all, you've acted as a bridge builder between faiths and cultures. In a world still riven by sectarian strife, this is very important work indeed. Votre Altesse, je suis honoré d'être avec vous aujourd'hui à l'occasion de l'ouverture de la délégation de l'imamat ismaélien. Et au nom du gouvernement du Canada et de la population, je tiens à vous remercier pour avoir choisi de construire la délégation la première du monde dans notre capitale nationale. Your Highness, I'm honored to be with you today on the occasion of the opening of the delegation of the Ismaili imamat. And on behalf of the government and people of Canada, I want to thank you for choosing to build the delegation, the world's first, in our nation's capital. This architectural masterpiece is a spectacular addition to our magnificent mile of history here in Ottawa. And like the Giant's Court crystal plucked from the Canadian Shield, this beautiful atrium illustrates the translucence and timeless purpose of the delegation. The work done here will help lift the darkness of poverty, ignorance, and inequality that afflicts so many in this troubled world. Votre Altesse, le Canada est un choix tout indiqué pour la délégation. As you said, Canada is a fitting choice for the delegation. Our country and the Ismaili imamat are bonded by shared values: tolerance, compassion, community service, and especially our devotion to pluralism, the essential ingredient for harmony in our modern, interconnected world. We are also bonded by a long and fruitful relationship. Canada has been providing generous support for the health, education, and economic development work of the Aga Khan Development Network for over 25 years. And of course, we are bonded by the tens of thousands of Ismailis who call Canada home. Les Ismaéliens se sont adaptés vite et bien à la vie au Canada. Et leur succès démontre que dans une société vraiment pluraliste, l'intégration sociale peut se faire sans sacrifier l'identité culturelle. Beginning with their flight from brutal repression in Uganda, Ismailis have adapted quickly and successfully to life in Canada, becoming leaders in our communities, and in many aspects of life in our country. And their success has demonstrated that in a genuinely pluralistic society, social integration can occur without sacrificing cultural identity. In a very real way, this glorious building will serve as a permanent Canadian monument to the success of this community. In its modern state-of-the-art design and essentially secular purpose, the work done here will be infused with the ancient traditions and tenets of the Ismaili faith, as embodied by your tireless efforts to teach the world there is more that unites us than divides us. This is the Ismaili way. As Your Highness noted when you initiated the delegation here in 2005, and I quote, Ismailis are a transnational community who are, first and foremost, active and loyal citizens of the countries where they live. And so it is with Canadian Ismailis. L'épanouissement de la communauté ismaélienne au Canada est une lueur d'espoir pour le monde, en montrant que diverses congrégations de foi différentes peuvent coexister et s'épanouir pacifiquement ici. On prouve qu'il peut y avoir une unité dans la diversité. Et c'est un message qui doit désespérément être entendu dans les pays et les régions où la persécution religieuse et la violence sectaire détruisent la vie d'innocents. The blossoming of the Ismaili community in Canada offers a ray of hope to the world. By demonstrating that diverse congregations of the great faith can coexist and flourish, we are proving that there indeed can be unity in diversity. This message will be transmitted from Canada to the world through the programs, policy, and diplomacy that will emanate from this delegation of the Ismaili Imamate. These efforts will complement the work of the Global Center for Pluralism, also here in Ottawa, which was initiated last year as a partnership of our government and the Aga Khan Development Network. Working together, Your Highness, we are effectively making Canada the headquarters of the global effort to foster peace, prosperity, and equality through pluralism. Le sectarisme fait partie de la condition humaine depuis des millénaires. Il ne va pas céder facilement la voie au pluralisme et à l'harmonie. Mais cette vision a été celle qui a inspiré l'Aga Khan tout au long de sa vie. Et quand cet objectif sera atteint, mesdames et messieurs, je crois que le monde va alors ressembler beaucoup à notre pays, au Canada. Sectarianism has been part of the human condition for millennia. It will not easily give way to pluralism and harmony. But this vision has been the inspiring, lifelong goal of the Aga Khan. When it is achieved, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the world will look a lot like Canada. Merci beaucoup. Thank you.